Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
That is Ruby. That's our colleague, Tom Ashbrook's Beagle. And if she sounds excited, it's because today is National Take Your Dog to Work Day.
Yay, we are loving it. Some of our colleagues, not so much.
Yes, and we're going to check in now with Beth Stoltz with Pet Sitters International. They started this. Beth, we got an email on how to puppy-proof your workspace, which I know people have been doing. Prepare a doggy bag and remove poisonous plants. But there are some people who want this to be every day of the year that they say it creates a better workplace.
They certainly do. We find that once businesses participate in Take Your Dog to Work Day, they want to have their pets in the office as much as possible.
Well, but studies do show, there was one in 2012, that the people who bring their work, their dogs into work are maybe less stressed than those without the dogs. But we are seeing here that that might be that those without the dogs are stressed by those with. We have the fabulous Clementine with us in the studio with Clint, Clint's dog Clementine. Clementine's been a jewel. Ruby, Tom's dog.
Although maybe just because Clementine has been fed treats for every second that she's been in here. Yes.
But Tom Ashbrook's dog, Ruby, who we also loved, kind of missed Tom when he had to go in to do his show on point and was whining all morning. Yeah, so how do you handle that there are different dogs and people react to them differently?
We offer tips on the event website, takeyourdog.com, but we always say that pet owners know their pets best. So if you know that your dog may not be the best fit for the office environment, you may want to leave him at home.
Well, do you find that a lot of people are a little antsy when the dogs are around?
We find that businesses that participate, even the ones that are apprehensive at first, have such a great time on Take Your Dog to Work Day that they tend to participate year after year.
How many are participating now?
The event has grown so much we can't track the numbers, but we know that we have more than 400,000 visitors to the website every summer to learn how to participate.
Well, look, we are, as we said, we are loving it. Some of us, we're going to bring in our dog urns because our dogs aren't with us anymore.
Don't listen to that, Clementine.
Don't be a dead Clementine. That's not going to happen to you. But Beth Stoltz, again, with Pet Sitters International. They started a Take Your Dog to Work Day. It's going okay with some bumps. Beth, thank you.
Thank you.